You know that overwhelm you feel when you've been struggling to accomplish something and it just never seems to get done? Or you're suddenly hijacked by angry feelings and you say something you don't really mean, maybe to someone you love, and wonder what happened? Where do these reactions come from? My name is Georgia Miles, and I'd like to introduce you to a powerful transformational system that will set you free to meet your goals and guarantees your personal growth. I have been a therapist for 20 years, and I was thrilled to find this system, a system that is so effective for all my clients, and it even works for me. An initial research study shows 95% positive results. What is it? It's called the Resonance Repatterning System, also known as Holographic Repatterning, and you can actually learn to do this process for yourself, for your friends and family. You can have sessions, and you can become a professional. I've invited the remarkable founder of this system, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, to share with us what resonance repatterning is all about. I've also gathered together a group of resonance repatterning practitioners, clients, and teachers from different parts of the world to share some of the results they've experienced. Welcome, everyone. And Chloe, we're so happy that you've joined us today.
Well, thank you, Georgia. It's wonderful being here with you and everybody else who's listening in today.
I understand, Chloe, that you spent more than 30 years developing, researching, and teaching this system all over the world. I'm wondering if you would begin today by sharing one of your favorite stories.
One interesting session that comes to mind was with a lady who suffered from brain damage as a result of 3 car accidents. I was giving a session to her when she was hooked up to electrodes so her neurofeedback practitioner could see what was going on in her brain while she received the session. And she'd seen hundreds of doctors, psychologists, you name it, trying to get help with this brain damage. And within about 10 minutes, we found exactly where the brain damage was, which, of course, her neurofeedback practitioner knew, but I didn't, and also the cause. And it turned out that she had an over-controlling father who controlled every aspect of her life. Every single day he told her what she had to wear, how long she could grow her hair, what she did, what she couldn't do. And she had no sense of herself or her life. She felt absolutely controlled by circumstances. So she resonated with being the victim, out of control. As we were doing the session, she could feel these unusual sensations happening in her head. And when we looked at the neurofeedback printout, lo and behold, her brainwaves were beautifully synchronized. For the first time, there was activity in the brain-damaged areas. So what's wonderful about giving a session is seeing the sense of freedom that people experience. So many people say, I feel lighter, as though a burden has been lifted from my shoulders.
My name is Karin Bloch, and I come from Mexico, Cuernavaca. The first time I heard about resonance repatterning, I was in the hospital with Rodrigo, my oldest son. He was 3 years old and he was very, very sick. When he was 6 months old, he had many operations and they cut a piece of his large and small intestine. After that, he had 7 intestinal obstructions, and we have been going in and out the hospital for the last 3 years. A friend of mine recommended a resonance repatterning session. So while we were in the hospital, he received his first session and the obstruction was released and he got well and we went to our house. I thought it was a coincidence, but after that, every time he started with the symptoms of an obstruction, that is pain in the stomach and throwing up a liquid that is vile, that is green, he received a distant session and he got well. So I started believing in the power of resonance repatterning. And now I am a certified practitioner and a teacher. And I just love to see the big changes in my client and in the life of my students. Now my son, Rodrigo, he's 12 years old and I am very happy because I see him growing strong.
My name is Bobby. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. My biggest shift that I ever had as a practitioner using the resonance repatterning system was with a session with a man who came to me and had been diagnosed as a schizophrenic for many years, over 20 years. He was a high-functioning schizophrenic, but that was what he was dealing with. And his girlfriend referred him to me. We did a session. He seemed somewhat surprised but pleased. Then 3 or 4 days later, his girlfriend called me very excitedly and said, "You won't believe what happened." Of course, I had no idea where she was going with this, and I thought, okay. He had, for the first time in 20 years, applied for a job and was working outside of the home after 20 years. So this was something I didn't know about him, so I was pleased, and she was ecstatic. And he comes in once a year because he says it takes him that long to integrate a session.
These stories are wonderful, Chloe. How did you come to develop the resonance repatterning system?
Natural healing was simply a part of my life. In my early 20s, when I came to America, and I was constantly exploring different ways to be super healthy, and gradually moved into the healing field, the complementary healthcare field, and studied and practiced and taught polarity therapy, many other different healing modalities like Jinshin, sound healing, body therapies, movement, cranial sacral work. Became a licensed acupuncturist, spent 8 years in private practice. And all of these methods have become part of the resonance repatterning system. So the modalities, such wonderful ways for inputting energy and balancing the body-mind field. And yet, I kept questioning as I was doing these modalities, why does one modality work for one person, not for another? And gradually it dawned on me that there's more than just modalities. Everybody goes to practitioners for a modality, but we must look at something else besides the modality, and that is the unconscious patterns. And through working with my clients and constantly questioning everything, I finally understood that we need to be able to identify the unconscious patterns we resonate with, and then use the exact modality needed to transform our resonance with those patterns.
Ardis, you were the first teacher trained by Chloe all those years ago. Would you say some more about resonance?
We hear that word resonance, Georgia, a lot now. What we unconsciously resonate with is what we're attracting to us, just like a magnet. We pull those experiences in. And that can be great if it's something good, or it can be very depleting if it's something not so good. And we do get both. Consciously and unconsciously, we are resonating with negative and positive things all the time. And the wonderful thing about this process is that we can easily identify what that unconscious resonance is and begin to make changes in our lives that we couldn't do because we didn't know it was there.
I'm Laurie from Nevada, and Georgia, I have an amazing story of a 35-year-old man who had a heart problem since birth. He would have episodes where his heart would beat extremely fast and then stop. This could not be duplicated by doctors in a clinical setting, so he continued to suffer not only these physical attacks, but the fear and anxiety of never knowing when one would appear. During his resonance repatterning session, I learned that he had been physically abused by his stepfather. Through muscle checking, my client discovered that he had developed an unconscious belief of, "I want to die." Further in the repatterning, his system revealed the fact that he had a reoccurring physical symptom that had been with him since birth. This is when my client informed me of his heart problem. The session led to an earlier experience during the third stage of labor, which is coming down the birth canal. When I asked him if he knew anything about his birth, he slowly replied, "Yes, I was stillborn." As he was making his way through the birth canal, his heart was beating very fast, and then it stopped. For 35 years, my client experienced his birth over and over again. A few weeks after his session, my client emailed me to say that he had not experienced a single attack. He was amazed that over the years, numerous doctors could not even diagnose his heart condition. But a single repatterning changed, or as he said, saved his life. 8 months later, he is still free and clear and enjoying life to the fullest.
A few years ago, I was working in a natural food store and participated in a group session. I'd had an idea of having my own store, but I think fear or the unknown always held me back. But after the session, I just had this freedom to go ahead and do it, which I did, and now we have our own store, and it's growing and very successful.
My name is Michael, and I'm a practitioner from South Africa. I have been successfully using this resonance repatterning system for a period of 12 years in many different aspects. I've been using it firstly on myself, and I know it has been the modality that has ensured my growth in consciousness and in my spiritual development. Secondly, I've been using it on my family, and I can see the changes after each repatterning. Thirdly, I have a huge client base of over 2,000 clients, and over the years, I've seen the changes in their lives due to this wonderful system. Fourthly, I'm a CEO of a large company, and I've been using this repatterning system in the various divisions and areas of the company, and I can see the applications and the results. So in short, everything is energy, and energy is everything, and that there are no limitations as to what this resonance repatterning system can be used for. I have seen depressions lift, abundances increase, relationships heal, and I've witnessed many people in their growth and development. And not only is this a powerful modality for transformation, but it has also offered me a tool that allows me to be of service to others. So thank you, Chloe, and thank you, Resonance Repatterning.
So much of this work, Chloe, uses what is called the Resonance Repatterning Muscle Checking Tool. How is it possible that muscle checking can identify these unconscious patterns, and also what modalities we need?
The muscle checking tool is simply our own biofeedback response. Nothing in the universe is neutral. Everything either energizes us or de-energizes us. Our body-mind responds to the smallest of cues. If a cue is de-energizing, for example, you're being criticized by your boss, instantaneously you produce a cascade of stress neurotransmitters that impact every muscle and every cell. And of course, we're aware. We become tense, our breathing becomes shallow, we have feelings about what the boss is saying. Now, if a cue is energizing, for instance, you see an old friend you love, again, instantaneously, you produce a cascade of energizing neurotransmitters. You relax, your breathing is regular, and you feel great. In muscle checking, we're simply isolating particular muscles and using the on-off, strong, relaxed response that's natural to every muscle so we can identify what is energizing to us and what isn't, what you resonate with and what you don't resonate with.
So there's some part of each one of us that knows what's off balance and what we need to come back into balance.
The resonance repatterning muscle checking tool can read the binary on-off code of the autonomic nervous system and the muscles instantaneously. It is remarkably accurate and fast when used with training and in the context of a session.
In the first seminar, we talk about the point of choice.
That's right. At every moment, we have a point of choice. Do I want to stay in a lower energy state of anger, anxiety, stress, overwork? Or do I want to spiral up to a higher energy state of confidence, well-being, health, and optimism? The resonance repatterning system is about spiraling up. It helps us to maintain a higher energy state or regain it whenever we have spiraled down.
Probably the client that I learned the most from was a man who came to me experiencing what he was afraid he was going to lose his job because of his rage and anger. I had always been somewhat afraid of my own anger. It was a new opportunity for me to find a way through that. And as I led him through the resonance repatterning sessions, I began to see that behind this was a very big heart and a very sensitive heart. After about 3 sessions, he came in to me and he said, "I was meditating." I said, "Yes." And his eyes were wide open. He was so full of emotion and awe. And I said, "And what happened?" And he said, "I saw wings coming around the room." I said, "Uh-huh." And he said, "Now I understand who those belong to." And I said, "Well, who did they belong to?" He said, "They belong to me." And he looked at me with such awe and emotion. And he said, "There's so many angels in the world." He said, "I didn't know I was one of them." his rage and his anger had been resolved. It had been protecting that very soft heart and that place that he held for people that he really didn't know how to handle. So it was a great lesson to me to understand that rage and anger many times covers over some of the most valued people in our society. And I was grateful to have that experience.
I'm Jane from Arizona. I've been studying and using the resonance repatterning system with my family for about 2 years. The transformation has been amazing. Our perspective and understanding has deepened. Problems, upsets, illnesses, truly are opportunities to shift coherence to a higher state and can be shifted with the system. I am very grateful to have this work and for the peace it has brought to our family.
G'day, I'm Sue Ann McGregor, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I use this system of resonance repatterning all day, every day in my life, and actually I use it with my husband as well. And where we've found the most profound difference is in working with our finances. Sitting down to pay those bills used to be a problem. It was always angst, anger, frustration, you know, couldn't get on the same page. And what happens now is we sit down, do it together. We're both feeling happy about it. We can joke about it. We can even look back and joke at how it used to be. And that to me is priceless because it truly has given me peace of mind.
What's remarkable to me, Chloe, about the resonance repatterning system is that so easily, so quickly, we can access the bottom line issue. I use this process all the time in my counseling practice. I've used it for about 10 years, and there's really nothing like it for helping people change their lives. I've seen people come in with tremendous anxiety, sadness, depression, and within an hour, they are laughing. They've reconnected with their joy.
Yes.
As a therapist, I find that amazing.
What we're seeing is that any problem in the present, whether it's a top athlete who just can't get first place, or an executive trying to handle an overload of stress, or a couple repetitively arguing about the same old issue, whatever is happening in the present, it has its roots in specific unconscious patterns we resonate with. Any practitioner can use the muscle-checking tool and the books where all the patterns are written down to find out the exact pattern that client has that needs to be released. And once that happens, of course, the person feels fantastic.
I appreciate, Chloe, that you've been willing to share your knowledge, to put it into a process that almost anyone can learn to do and benefits so many. Tell us about what you offer in the seminars.
I wanted to make my 30 years of research in energy healthcare available for everyone. I love the power of the ancient Chinese five-element system of acupuncture and the Eastern Ayurvedic chakra system, and the discoveries of modern psychology. I'm fascinated at the way quantum physics is proving the truth of all these systems. I believe everyone can and ought to have this knowledge and the skills that can transform how we handle our day-to-day life at their fingertips. So I organized all the many healing modalities into categories like sound, color, light, movement, energy contacts, breath, and I also organized all the information and patterns so anyone can learn to apply the system for extraordinary outcomes in any area of their life.
My name is Karine Burkhardt. I was born in Switzerland and I have been living in Mexico since 40 years ago. So when I turned 15, I get into the classic known middle-age crisis, and that pushed me to go to the United States and sort of look for a new way of life. And looking around and searching, I was at a friend's home and we received a video that was from some lady coming from England that was doing some sort of healing modality. And when I saw that video, it just changed my life. I just say, okay, that's what I'm going to do now. In fact, I had a bankruptcy in my business and I needed to restart my life. And so I started studying resonance repatterning. For about 3 months, every day, I was doing sessions. So after 3 months, my whole body posture had changed. So I just started really acknowledging how deep this work was changing my life. And I really started being successful and decided that if that was possible for me, it could be possible for anyone. So I then make the decision to work with Chloe, and we translate all the books, and we took this work to Mexico, to Chile, to Spain, and I see all the time amazing results in all the people I work with. And one of the most amazing results recently is in one of my students that has been taking session with an organizer that worked with her, and she has lupus, and she had the worst type of lupus. And it's a lupus that attacks her immune system, her skin, and some inner organs. And she is in a hospital in Mexico in a control group with other 150 people having lupus. So she started working on her disease and on her life. And after 7 months, she is totally free. She went to the hospital for a control, and they can't find the lupus in her blood. So they are really triggered. First, they thought they had made some mistake in the analysis, so she had to go 3 times back for her blood test. And they say, we don't get it. You don't have lupus. They never ask her if she had done anything in her life and if she was feeling better or anything, but they can't find it. So now the blood is in a big lab in the United States, and they say they will take 3 years before they can give an answer of why the lupus is not there. But we know it's resonance repatterning.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and I was in an airplane accident 29 years ago. I had an incomplete sever of my spinal cord at T12L1, and I was told that I was never going to walk again. And when I do the sessions, I get new movement. Now I'm walking, and I walk with a brace and a cane, and I just measure the sessions because I get new movement every single time that I do a session. And it helps me to regenerate and not degenerate. My daughter is 18 years old, and she came into my room the other day, and she thanked me for teaching her not to have issues. And we will always have issues because there's always going to be someone who loves us more than we love the other person, or there's always going to be a job that we want and we don't get, or there's always death, or there's always going to be some type of issues. So I cannot teach my daughter how to have less issues, but I can teach her how to handle them in a calm and relaxed and healthy way. And I do that when I do the sessions.
I use the resonance repatterning system in a lot of business situations. I worked with the two principals from one particular company to help them define their vision statement. They were really having trouble knowing what was the most important thing for them to focus on. And so what we did in a session was actually look at what are the key elements of their vision statement. Now, what came out of it was that they didn't spend anywhere near the same amount of time checking in with each other. They didn't have to go back and forth and say, well, is this aligned? Is this really what we want to do? So they were making those decisions much, much quicker. And the bottom line was they doubled their profits.
I think my most profound personal experience with this system was with my mother. I moved to North Carolina to help take care of her because she's getting old. And when I would leave her home, often I'd find myself upset, crying, angry. Something was triggered from the past. And sometimes I'd even hear the thought go through my head, you should just drive into that wall. So I knew that this was really important and old stuff. And I'd go right home, sit down, do a session on myself because I wanted to clear whatever was going on and I wanted to feel better. Within an hour, I'd have a whole different perspective and understanding of the situation. For example, feeling worthless would come up often in the sessions. So I started to look at it really carefully, and I noticed that she could say something to me. And because I was resonating with feeling worthless, whatever my mother said, I would interpret it that way. I was seeing everything through that color of glasses. So it's all my perception. I can't control my mother. I can't control what happens in the world, but I can change my own attitude, my perception, my resonance. And that changes everything. When I shifted my resonance from worthless to valuable, I began to feel appreciated by my mother. I had on different colored glasses. So I began to understand that changing myself is a very powerful position. It takes me out of that victim position. Now there's only love in my relationship with my mother. I think that's what's underneath all of our baggage, is love. And this system is the best way I've found, besides my spiritual practice, to let go of the excess baggage, to be my real self. Of course, my mother and I still have our blips, but that's life. I am so grateful that we've had this chance to heal our relationship.
With the resonance repatterning system, we look at problems in a unique way. In fact, problems are simply a signal from our body-mind system that there are unresolved resonance patterns that prevent us from embracing more of life's richness. Ultimately, any problem is a sign that we're ready for something better. We're ready for the next step in our growth, a shift in attitude, a new perspective, a higher energy state. If we don't resolve the resonance patterns that cause our problems keep repeating themselves in different guises.
Chloe, why do you say quantum change made easy? Isn't quantum a really tiny unit of energy?
According to new physics, a tiny input of coherent energy at the right time, in the right place, creates a system-wide effect. A resonance repatterning session helps you align your body-mind system. Once we're aligned in one direction, we can take a quantum leap to a higher energy state in any area of our life. For instance, a client may come in for a session wanting to move forward in their career. Once they become aligned, anything can happen. They're now resonating with what's energizing, and then they will notice the result of the session. So their career moving forward, they may go home and their relationship improves, or the headaches disappear that they've had, or 10 years of depression suddenly lifts. And that's the power of quantum change made easy.
So their whole system aligns for a new possibility.
Right. And we don't know what that new possibility is, but their system knows what new possibility they are ready for at that moment in time.
Some practitioners are using the resonance repatterning system in unique ways. Some are working with entrepreneurs and business owners, with hospitals and schools, with groups on specific topics. Others are working with animals or do sessions by phone. Let's hear from some of these practitioners. First, we have Kimberly, who teaches kindergarten and uses resonance repatterning to help her students.
Another situation was with a child who was 7 years old who was having trouble with bullies at school. He wanted to find a way that he could go out for recess and feel safe. Because he was the age that he was, we worked with pictures and we drew the picture of the problem. Through the process, he was able to find out what he was feeling underneath the problem with this other child and also start to understand what the other child might be experiencing. He was able to forgive that child, and his solution or his new opportunity for the problem became one of friendship and making friends with this child.
I'm Kay from Colorado. As a social worker in the medical field for 19 years, I've always been called on to help patients and families emotionally when in acute medical crisis. I'm also called in when traditional medical diagnostics can't find a physical cause of an apparent disease process. Being a practitioner of the resonance repatterning system has given me extraordinary tools for helping families in immediate trauma, as well as those in a long-term chronic illness process. Medical professionals are recognizing the limitations of traditional interventions, and I find are opening to new concepts to address recurrent and chronic conditions. The concept of our resonance creating and maintaining patterns of disease and illness are more readily understood by physicians and practitioners than ever before. By conducting monthly repatterning sessions for hospital staff and physicians, we've been able to bridge a gap between traditional medicine and vibrational medicine. There's much to be learned for alternative practitioners from medical professionals and vice versa. I'm in a unique position to spur on this very important dialogue and every day I encounter the opportunity to do so. All the more loving how resonance repatterning process has helped me to open this dialogue to both worlds. Triaging patients one morning, going over caseload, I heard of a 57-year-old woman who had a recurrent GI bleed. She had been admitted to the hospital 4 times over the last couple of months, and she'd had 16 blood transfusions. I'm still not being able to figure out where the source of the bleed was. So this nurse who was giving report mentioned as a sideline that this woman had lost a daughter 5 months earlier. So hearing that, I said, this is a resonance issue. So I went in to see the patient. First, she started talking about her frustrations that the doctors and the testing weren't finding any solution and not finding the bleed. But then when I asked her about her daughter, she quickly went into an energy constriction, crying and holding the upper part of her belly. So I got her permission to muscle check, and immediately we started doing an energy constriction release around powerlessness. And she was able to share that this daughter was her best friend, her only child, and for 6 years she'd known she was a drug addict, but unable to prevent this accidental overdose that killed her daughter 5 months earlier. So all those issues of powerlessness were what were stirred up for her. After the energy constriction release, she was instantly so much more at peace and excited to tell about all the gifts that her daughter gave her in her life. And within 2 days, she was discharged because the bleeding had completely stopped and her hematocrit and hemoglobin had gotten back to a normal level.
I'm Mandira, and I'm a teacher practitioner of the resonance repatterning system, and I've been using this process for over 10 years. I'd like to give you an analogy. If you have a car, it's stuck in the mud, all you can do is sit there and spin your wheels. But if you can just get a little bit of traction, it can put you back on track and you're free. You can move forward. And that's what the resonance repatterning system does. It helps you move forward in life. One of my clients had a 4-year-old company, and he came to a resonance repatterning session. The first thing he said to me was, I can't see how to do this, how to make this happen, meaning how to make his company profitable. So we began the session by identifying what was overwhelming him and causing him to constrict his energy. You know, when our energy is constricted, it literally shuts down our vision and we don't have access to options or possibilities. We simply can't see and we feel helpless, and this is what was happening to him. So we did the session, and after shifting his resonance, he sat back, looked at me, and said, I can see how to make this happen. And here he is now, a couple years later, running a highly profitable company. That resonance repatterning session was a turning point in his success.
I'm always so inspired and amazed by the many creative ways people are using the resonance repatterning system. Our research shows that it can be effective on many levels, physical, emotional, mental, for what we call the spirit-level resignation when people just feel like giving up, as well as for relationship, career, money, and health issues. None of us have to stay stuck in any of these lower energy states of anxiety, pain, depression, whatever it may be. When we put our foot on a hose pipe, the water no longer flows freely. It's the same with us. When the huge potential of our life energy only dribbles through the hose pipe of our body-mind system, we can no longer live our life fully. Our intention through resonance repatterning sessions and seminars is to support the flow of our enormous life energy for more health, happiness, well-being.
This has been wonderful, Chloe. Thank you so much for coming. And thanks to all the practitioners and teachers and clients who came and shared their stories. And thank you for listening. If you'd like more information about the resonance repatterning system, about finding a practitioner to have a session, or taking the seminar trainings to learn this process for yourself, you can visit the website www.resonancerepatterning.net, call the number on the CD, or contact the person who gave you this CD. The resonance repatterning system is also known as holographic repatterning. As resonance describes the basis of this work, the name was changed to resonance repatterning in 2006. Any names of clients on this tape have been changed. Resonance repatterning is not meant to replace traditional medical or psychological support, although this work complements and enhances these and all other modalities.